Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Well, it's time to play Know Your Local TV News Anchor. And on the Team Hochberg phone line at 751, it's the WGN TV guy, Ray Cortopassi. Hi, Ray.
Bob, it is so great to talk to you. And I have to say, I loved that Paul Harvey dramatic pause. I may use that in the 5 o'clock news today.
It works, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, Ray, it looks like you're all settled in, and watching you on TV, it appears as though you've been there 20 years. How you feeling?
Well, that is a great compliment, Bob. Thank you. You know what? I think that's really a tribute to, you know, the kind of personalities that you see when you tune in to Channel 9, and they have been so welcoming and so gracious, really from day one. I felt quite comfortable, quite at home, and you know, it's a big job and it's a big responsibility, and you know, I sometimes forget that because I feel like I'm among friends every night that I sit at that desk. So it's gone a long way to making me feel like I belong.
You know, I've always remembered something that Peter Falk told me years ago. At the height of his Columbo fame, he came to the radio station, and we had all these rock and rollers, famous singers come in there all the time, and at no time was there a bigger commotion than when Peter Falk walked in by himself, of course, with a pile of newspapers under his arm. And this is what I always remember. We're talking about how popular Columbo was, and Peter Falk said, yeah, it's fun to be on TV. You know, you can wear a funny hat, your friends see you on TV. And I always remembered that little line he said, that this guy just talked about how much fun it was that his friends could see him on TV. And that's the whole deal here. Have fun while you're anchoring the news. And you're working hard, 5, 6, 9, 10, right?
Yeah, I am. And, you know, I tell you, the days go by so fast. So, you know, it'll be Monday when I'm walking into the building, and before you know it, it's Thursday evening, it's Friday. And, like, where did that week go? And I think that's a good sign that you know you're in the right place when the time flies like that. It's so funny that you brought up the Peter Falk interview. I always remember a Beretta interview.
Robert Blake,
the actors. Robert Blake. He was doing an interview, and he was paying credit to. He said, "You know, he was at his Beretta fame, and he was talking about how great." He said, I think Peter's better. I mean, he was comparing himself to Peter Falk, and I thought,
"Oh, really?
Well,
yeah,
you know, yeah."
Well, listen, this has got to be a lot of fun for you because you grew up around here, Dalton, right?
That's right. You know, we left. I left home to get married and moved to the north side. So I went from the south side to a north side with my wife. And while I worked at the City News Bureau of Chicago, I was a reporter making my way into the city and learning the ropes on how to tell a story, and did that for about a year before leaving for my first TV job. And that was in Traverse City, Michigan. After that, I started trying to make the inroads back home to Chicago. So this journey to get back home has been a long one. It feels like a beautiful chapter that I get to write, after so many years hoping and praying that, you know, I would get to come back home and do the news where it all started for me. Has been an extraordinary gift.
In the greatest broadcast city and news city in the country. Well, I hear that the folks in Traverse City and also in Las Vegas and especially in Indianapolis are very, very mad at WGN-TV for hiring you because they all want you back in their cities.
Isn't that something? It's all one can ever hope to do is to leave some sort of impact. And I'm happy that I have so many friends that I get to lean on wherever we go. And Indianapolis was a great town. It was a great news town. And I built up a whole network of friendships. So, you know, yes, it was hard to say goodbye. And they remind me all the time. And I'm so grateful for that. At the same time, you know, every message that I get of saying, hey, we miss you doing the news, which is a natural thing when you watch somebody for a long time. But they also say, but I know you're happy living your dream. And so it is nice to see how, you know, those friendships move and grow, and that understanding is always there.
Listen, even though I certainly don't know anything about how to do a TV show, I have a suggestion for you. Your mom was a piano teacher, right?
She was, yes. And I tried to take lessons from her, and it just, for whatever reason, it never stuck with me. I went to the drums.
Oh, really? Well, because I was going to suggest that maybe you add a piano to the news set, and then occasionally you just, you know, tickle the ivories while you're doing a story, maybe the kicker story.
Like to help set the tone for whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
But keyboard.
But maybe just chopsticks, I guess, because you didn't pay attention.
I could
right?
do chopsticks. I could do that. You know, it was the practicing. I never had the discipline to practice.
Well, listen, we enjoy seeing you on WGN-TV, and I'm sure for a kid growing up around here watching Channel 9 back in the day, it's got to be a great kick. And, you know, the trick is, and Harry Chapin used to talk about this all the time, the trick, whatever your profession is, if you always dreamed of it, and if you're lucky enough, as we are, to be working in a field that we always dreamed about, Harry used to say, if you could always have that feeling like this is your first record album and you're seeing it in the store and you get a big kick. And, you know, for TV and radio, if you never lose that that kick, you got it made and you'll never feel like you're working, right?
Isn't that, that's true words right there. And I never thought that I would get the chance to be interviewed by one of my radio heroes with the coolest name on the airwaves, Bob Surratt. I really appreciate this chance to share a moment with you.
Well, I'm not responsible for my name. I think that's the first time somebody ever said that to me. But Ray Cortopassi,
yeah,
great.
It's a cool name.
Great talking to you, and we enjoy watching you on WGN-TV. Continued success to you.
Very kind. Thanks, Bob. Great to chat with you, and thanks so much.